inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Some vegetables in our garden may be looking a little unusual with the longer daylight, and with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what's happening right now with some of these vegetables in our, some of them are flowering. What's going on here?
Well, that's for some of those, like tomatoes and cucumbers, that's what we want. And for others, like lettuce and Swiss chard, that's what we don't want. Unless, of course, we're trying to do some breeding or and/or save seeds from them. So they are, in response to having completed or are getting close to completing their life cycle, and with the influence of the long daylight hours, they are sending up stems out of the center. And like a lettuce plant or a Swiss chard, they want to flower. And in that process, that means they become less tasty to us. So that's an indication that we need to just harvest them completely and plant something different. You know, pull them out of the ground, get them out of there, and then that makes room for another crop, which, that's a good thing because we can plant something new that will then grow longer into late summer and fall and keep feeding us.
So some of these stems are literally growing great guns. I mean, this is a process called bolting, right?
It is. And like I said, it is a normal process. Some plants take longer than others. I mean, you'll see, broccoli will do the same thing. I've got broccoli now. We're eating broccoli now. Those heads, some of the heads, and they were planted early. But they would, if I allow them to stay out there, they will go to flower, and they will, with the help of the bees and the birds, set seeds. So commercially, a certain amount of plants are wanted or are deliberately grown for that purpose. But again, for most of us at home, that isn't what we want. And again, with the long daylight hours, we can now, like spinach, for example, bolts really early. It's really daylight sensitive. Radishes, too. So at this point, or over the next few weeks, if we plant a new crop of them, preferably in an area where we didn't grow the same family of crops previously, then they'll keep going. I mean, even peas we can plant. I mean, bolting for them means they are flowering, which we want, so we get peas. But again, we can... Eventually, they flower themselves up, use up all their energy, go fully mature, and then pretty much stop bearing pods.
Couldn't I just cut off or trim off the bolting stems and the flowers here and still keep the main vegetable plant growing?
You can try, but again, they have gotten the signal from Mother Nature, the daylight hours or temperatures, whichever triggers the bolting. So you're trimming them off means side shoots them come up will also quickly go to bolting. And some of these, again, we've mentioned the spinach and radishes, which do it really quickly. You mentioned herbs, which are starting to bolt. Cilantro is a famous one for that. But again, it's something that we can grow quickly. I've got parsley out there, which is also starting to grow, and I've got to make my chimichurri with my garlic pronto. But the unfortunate thing about new parsley is it's slow to start from seed. So I've tried to start, and they aren't sprouting yet. So we have to keep at it, keep eating. And again, I suppose some of your favorite vegetables have a season for them. You eat them when they are in their prime, and then once they do bolt, then they're passed and remove them.
And you mentioned spinach and radishes. Any second half of the season crops that we can start right now?
Well, lettuce, of course. Certainly, and lettuce is quick to grow, so I've got some little lettuce plants started. I'm going to keep eating. And again, one of the things that happens with those is... As the daylight hours get shorter, the plants growing but the soil is nice and warm, the plants grow fast and get to maturity more quickly than those early ones that we started in relatively colder soil. So there's lots of time, lots of mustards, different kinds of mustard greens that can be grown, pak choi, bok choy, something like that. I mentioned broccoli, I've got more of that. More cauliflower coming. So there's just a whole host of things that we have time. There's plenty of time. You know, we can keep growing and eating all this stuff into September, October, November, depending on what our fall weather turns out like.
Okay, Ed Byerski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.
From the land.
It's coming up on 8 minutes before 8 o'clock.